You're listening to www.killradio.org. Happy Sunday. If you're ready, come go with me. You have hit the street.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, 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 dum. Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses as the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all.
Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day.
One more day.
Heaven help the white man if he turns his back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who's had a fall.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all.
Help us all.
Heaven help us all.
Please help us all.
Heaven help us all.
Help us all.
Hear our call.
Hear our call.
When we fall.
When we fall. Lord, help us all. Won't reach 21. Heaven help the man who gave that boy a gun. Heaven help the people with their backs against the wall.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all.
From the mighty and the mighty from the storm. Oh.
Heaven help us,
heaven help us all.
All.
Yeah.
Heaven help us all.
Love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying.
practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Always new change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denies thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hidden crying. When you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good word, word. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace and next these.
Nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga
who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray
pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. But here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers. The way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll radio. Your knees this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out,
Jesus.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
She was her only child, her baby boy. She was his second daughter, a father's pride and joy. Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover. Maybe an A1 student running, hiding, taking cover. The women gather, crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather, crying tears that fill a million oceans.
People say, not in this neighborhood. It doesn't happen here. Our kids have everything. What do we have to fear? But what about the ones who say this happens every day? Drugs and violence take our children. How much more death can come our way?
The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans.
Some bullets find their targets. Bombs can take you right on cue. Some in the hands of babies or officials and their crew.
Claim the brother had a gun. She fit the profile in my book. Running, hiding, taking cover. Didn't take the time to look.
Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover.
The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. It doesn't matter.
About the people going under.
Oh, friend, and touch your face again. Mirror.
You've hit the street.
For Vietnam, where I got my leg shot off. I recall a quote from a movie that said, who's more man than a man with a reason that's worth dying for?
They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line.
We've been talking about inequity in this last set. We have Stevie Wonder playing Frontline right now, which pretty much depicts the struggle of Vietnam War veterans as they try to return to America after pretty much doing their job, only to be vilified by their fellow Americans. Same thing's going on not only with our Iraq War veterans, but also with refugees, victims from Hurricane Katrina, mostly those denizens of New Orleans. We also had Seal with Crazy. We also had Sweet Honey in the Rock with The Women Gather. Kanye West. Woo! I'm going to be talking about him today. Yeah, did Jesus Walks. Black Eyed Peas with Where is Love. We started off the set and the show on this Sunday with The Steels and Heaven Help Us All.
Tell them how they should do. They laugh and say, quit bragging about the war you should have never been in. But my mind is so brainwashed, I'd probably go back and do it again. I walk the neighborhood parading in my purple heart with a fear of Agent Orange, Spectre, and Wolf Star. No,
they had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. And I stand in the back of the line when it comes to getting the news. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about inequity and pretty much its after effects, particularly in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the glacial response of help from the government, which in fact prompted Kanye West's comments at NBC's benefit telethon a couple of days ago. And my circle of friends, hey, have been preaching to the choir. Everybody agrees with what Kanye said. I've heard some people, pretty much corporate suits, try to disavow themselves from Kanye's statements. Condoleezza Rice is pretty much our president's racial apologist, and she's pretty much said that, gee, President Bush isn't like that, so I'm going to come down to New Orleans myself and show them. So I'm more than a little pissed at that, okay? But anyway, it's not something that I usually put on this show. I don't announce my displeasure for the most part. And what I usually do during this show is pretty much provide a refuge from what's going on outside. Safe place, if you will, because we all need that safe place. It is pretty much my safe place when I do the show, and it's my 2 hours that I put to myself, and it keeps me sane. It keeps me from going crazy. And sometimes it works. Well, more often than not, it works. So that's pretty much why I'm doing the show. It's pretty much why I've been doing it for the last 4 years almost. So I've been pretty hyped up. And I do want to talk about Kanye West. If you want to talk about him, please give me a call. Tell me what's up, how you felt, how you reacted, okay? Number here is 213-252-0998. Was he right? Was he wrong? Was he right to do it on TV? Was he wrong to do it on TV, even though he was right? There are so many questions that we can ask out here. I've got some people here in the studio. If they're brave enough to come on the mic with me and share their opinion, that would be fantastic. Okay, see, I got a woot woot from Bob Balzi, who does the litter box here on Kill Radio. She's totally in support of Kanye. Beautiful. Thumbs up. Anybody else up back there? Anyone else? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
Absolutely. I think it was great that they stuck Mike Myers with them, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, did you see the program? I got DJ Chicken Leather right here. So, why don't you go on the mic, man? Hook up with me on this. Okay.
I think it's great that they had Mike Myers with them just so they could say, well, we can blame Canada for it. You know, he's the reason that he has these radical thinking ideas. It's not even because he's there's an American with him. It's that Canadian from Saturday Night Live. So it's like, put the Canadian with him. So it's like, yeah, put the comic with him. So they think it's if he says anything radical, it'll seem like a joke from Saturday Night Live, and it won't seem real. But, oh, man, that was too real. I saw that, and it was like, whoa, where's the remote? Whoa, I got to tape this. It was just, it was good. Yeah.
Good. I hope you T-voted. I hope you taped it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, this is DJ Chicken Leather. He's got a couple of shows. He does Kill Radio News on Friday. Is it Friday or Wednesday?
Actually, Black Woman Sidekick does it on Wednesday, and I'm her sidekick. And then on Saturday, I do Talk Is Still Cheap.
Okay. So, Talk Is Still Cheap.
Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of cheap talk last week at the Sunset Junction, and it wasn't all related to you know, just the Katrina thing. It hadn't happened yet, but they were really concerned about that, and they were also concerned about the whole Iraqi thing and how it was depleting funds from education and whatever. Now you see that it was depleting funds from levee rebuilding or infrastructure, which is something that's like, hey, it never really impacted in that respect.
Exactly.
But if you look at it, that levee stayed up since the 1900s,
longer than it should have, without any
kind of thing. Because if you think about it, New Orleans is just a bowl waiting to be filled. And basically, when the hurricane hit, it missed it. It was fine, and then the levee broke, and that's what really nobody responded to it. It was like, well, yeah, the storm was last Tuesday. What are you worried about? It's like, no, it's getting worse. Can't you tell? And then I think the press did a fantastic job. And I saw it was funny because at the beginning of the week, all we saw was out of the BBC. And it was funny because we were laughing at it. You saw this shopping cart being pushed across to the wind like three or four times. And I said, oh, that's real terror when the shopping cart gets pushed forward. And
yeah,
that, those are the only pictures they had. And then when all the other stuff started coming in, it was like, well, it's not just the BBC that's there now. We have to take this seriously, which is kind of funny.
Well, I think it's fine that they started taking it seriously. The one thing that I have a bit of an issue regarding the media's portrayal of victims in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina is that, number one, they, as a matter of fact, Kanye makes a statement on this. I'm going to read it right now. He says, I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And this is a reference to a pair of Associated Press photos with opposite captions for a black victim treading through water with a bag and a white victim doing the exact same thing.
No, I think, yeah, there was a big argument over that. It's like every time you see somebody with food, they looted it. And it was like, no. In fact, there was one guy that said, hey, I left a receipt. I left my name. I even left my license there. Because if they ever come back and say, hey, you looted this, it's like, no, I left all my information there. It's just that nobody was there. And we're using this to eat. And, in fact, he brought it back and was cooking for everybody else there.
And now, something else that you might not know is that gas is going for $5 a gallon over in New Orleans.
Six?
Six now?
I saw six.
Okay, so it's going for $6 a gallon. Here in Los Angeles, it's going for between $2.80 and $3.20 a gallon. Oh. So there's definitely some profiteering going on there. As a matter of fact, I believe it's against the law to take part in that type of profiteering.
Wait a second. My shoe's untied. I think that means that gas just went up 2 more cents.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes,
yeah.
The direct relationship between my shoelace length and the... Mm-hmm. It's like any reason to raise gas nowadays is a good enough reason.
Well, I understand, and that is certainly true in Los Angeles. But what's happening in New Orleans is definitely criminal.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to be talking about inequity. I wanted to talk about Sunset Junction Festival. As a matter of fact, it was right before this stuff happened in New Orleans. Not only the people who have been displaced out of their homes, but how the poor have been adversely affected. So we're going to be talking about that a little more in the program. I certainly invite you to call in and weigh in with your thoughts as well. The number here is 213-252-0998. Got a couple of my new friends on MySpace who have also weighed in, and I'm also going to read off their comments. You can reach us through AOL Instant Messenger by just hooking us up with Kill Radio Station. That is our AIM name. So, yeah, you can hook us up that way. I'll be happy to engage in some dialogue and banter with you there. You've hit the street. In the meantime, my name is James Maverick, DJ Shango. And thanks for being with me here on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Peace. Harambe. Stick with me. Got some more comments coming up here on the street.
You don't want me anymore, and how you need your space. suffering. Endless suffering. Endless suffering. Endless suffering. The meek shall one day inherit the earth, and for those who suffer, we have no use for our ill-fated prophet's promises of freedom. Of freedom. Not needing or wanting anything that in your hatred you can deprive me of, as I do the time. Cleanse your sick mind. As I do the time. Cleanse your sick mind.
Say we shall overcome someday.
See, when you are awake, I will sleep. And when you are asleep, I will awake. And I will live neither in the cell nor in my heart, only in my head. Yeah, someone told me I needed to stop dwelling in the past. Deafened by the dissonant harmonies of sick white crackers and the tyranny of the self-righteous. As I live in my desire for emptiness. Hate is all you see. And in my fear of becoming like you, I gouged out my eyes. Damn. You know, they're worried about the man. They need to worry about themselves. But all this political shit is coughing up my heart. And to you, I am but the offspring of an obsolete machine. But your myth of superiority would not exist without me.
So we shall overcome someday, someday,
someday. Prey on the weak to fulfill your lust, and what you perceive as the kingdom of God is no more than the word of man and his fear of death.
Shall overcome someday. Someday.
See, paradise is the fact that I exist. And I exist despite you. I exist despite you.
Is anybody listening to what's going on? young with dreams. Ooh. Had them for a long time.
Ooh.
Well, nothing's impossible as long as you put your mind to it. Sometimes you wanna let go, hold on tight, but you gotta believe with God on your side. Does anybody hear me? Anybody listening to what's going on? Before we move on, does anybody hear me?
Does anybody hear me?
Is anybody listening?
Listen to the people.
How can we change? Before it's too late.
Happy,
ooh.
That's all you ever want to be.
Ooh.
Well, knowledge is power. Absorb as much as you need.
At times I feel like love passed me by. Just imagine how the kids. Does anybody hear me?
Does anybody hear me?
Is anybody listening to what's going on? Before we move on, does anybody hear me?
Does anybody hear me?
Is anybody
listening to me?
How can we change?
Before it's too late.
Does anybody hear me?
When you feel you need a friend.
Is anybody listening to what's going on? Before we move on.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Me Doc Kim, and I was sitting at the television feeling disturbed. But yo, I just got the word of Dinkerman 83rd, some cat that got clapped.
Gangsta rapper.
Perhaps, but I was looking at the face of one particular cat. Now, I done seen him before.
Can you remember where at?
Well, it was either at the liquor store or laundromat, or at a party and shit that dropped through of a quicker split. But the fellas he ran with, they no longer.
Oh, dude, peep this.
I know, dude, I've been knowing him all my life. Ever since I was young, I used to see him shooting dice. On occasions, I was seen once or twice with all types, many different walks of life. He tried to keep in touch, but I knew what was up. Every time he came around and showed his face, I ducked. In the mid-80s, the nigga went crazy. He had a lot of ladies selling their babies. The nigga was shady, but he had a lot of friends that he would visit on the weekends. Thrill-seeking, influenced by his teachings. My daddy knew him, yo, he met him at a hotel. My homeboy Johnny kicked it with him in the jail cell. A lot of people met him with a female, doing real well, connected with the drug sales. The rich and the poor, for better or worse, the last and the first walked the earth, but can't avoid his turf, and it hurts my brain. It's driving me insane. It's a shame I can't remember his name. I think Tuna no dude. Soup.
Yo.
I ain't trying to be rude, but my wife just cooked. I'm about to grub on some food.
Aight, peace. Tuna said probably running the streets. I'm about to give these young brothers a beep.
Yo, salam alaikum.
Yo, alaikum salam.
Hey, yo, what's up on 83rd?
Man, Putin is on. Hey, the reason why I called, that was the cat from my building. You seen him?
Yeah, we met that brother out in Pasadena. Remember 7?
On Moringo.
No, my mistake. We was right between Fair Oaks and Lake. Trying to take us a lunch break.
And cop us a success act.
But had to drive right past the place where they rest at.
We drove in a hatchback.
Corolla, these cats packed. Pistolas, the Cadillac. They drove.
It was brown and black.
Patrolling the hood, looking for trouble. So was purchasing trees. Lurking with speed. Pulled this strap that was hurting the squeeze.
You jerk and you bleed.
We do it in reverse and we flee.
Or should we say fled?
They wanted to make us more than play dead. Flashing his heat.
Two crosses moving fast on the street.
That's when I peeped that dude was in his back passenger seat.
Yo, that shit was deep.
Still, I can't remember his name.
That sucker's gonna get us killed.
Now, come on, man. I feel like cutting loose.
My brother Muhammad is like you can't
avoid his turf.
Oh, yo, hey, you know what? Now I know who homie is, man. His name is
Death.
Hit the street on www.killradio.org. Got a little bit of Take Six in the background right now. We had Jurassic 5 with Remember His Name from their Power Numbers CD. We also had Gil Scott-Heron with the classic The Revolution will not be televised. En Vogue was before that with Does Anybody Hear Me? We also had Michelle Indigo Cello with Isolation. And we started off this last set with Alicia Keys and the appropriately titled Karma, What Goes Around Comes Around. Yeah, thanks for hitting the street with me. We're talking about what's going on in New Orleans and the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, how there's been an inequity of press coverage, and how the press has also been pretty much spinning the tragedy to take our minds and our attention away from the real crime of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. They have been portraying stories of separation, of loss, of reuniting, and certainly these are encouraging stories that help or enable us, I should say, to wrap our minds around the enormity of this disaster. And as large as this disaster was, and as much as we are willing to attribute it to an act of nature or even an act of God, it was an act of man, or more precisely, the inaction of man that contributed greatly to this disaster. And what I'm talking about is the funds that have gone toward the Iraq War that were siphoned off from just as deserving projects or priorities. Just as high priorities as the, the struggle for freedom in Iraq. Right. And one of those things was money to go toward the Army Corps of Engineers to help shore up and retrofit and repair the levees that held the waters, back from the city of New Orleans. It's just like what DJ Chicken Leather said earlier today. It was a huge bowl waiting to be filled, and those levees that had broken that was pretty much the pitcher of water that that bowl needed. And if there was money that went toward rebuilding and reinforcing those levees, perhaps Hurricane Katrina would never have, perhaps those waters may have never, ever have taken so many people out of their homes. And I was reading a story from a Korean website that had some, English language translation on it, which pretty much... And the thing is I look for my news pretty much outside the country now, because that's the only place where I can find something that's, for the most part, unspun, something that's pretty much impartial. If it is something that was our fault, fine. If it was something that was the fault of someone outside of, say, the country, or something that wasn't exactly our out of our purview, it would put that in its proper respect as well. So the thing is about independent media, which is mostly, for the most part, outside of the United States, you get more to the heart of the story. For instance, the Korean website that I'm looking at is called Oh My News, and they have an English version. You can go to English.omynews.com, and it'll have an article which pretty much states what happened. If you're listening, or if you read any of the news that's going on here domestically, stateside, what you're going to get is how pretty much Kanye was wrong in airing his views at the time that he did. On the other hand, someplace outside of the country, you're going to get something a little more insightful. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is quote from it right now. It says, "As surprising as West's unscripted remarks were, his comments do reveal an ugly underside to the Hurricane Katrina relief efforts that society may not have wanted to deal with. Many believe that the government and other organizations have not responded as quickly or as effectively as it seems the situation warranted. Chaos and virtual anarchy ensued in New Orleans for almost 4 days before effective relief was finally granted." Though West's remark about President Bush's disregard for blacks might not have much substance, it does open a door that many people have probably tried to keep shut. The race card is finally out in the open for all to see. On newscasts, it's obvious that the vast majority of the victims in New Orleans are black. If a Category 4 hurricane had hit a wealthy white city, it's an open question whether relief would have taken so long to arrive. West's brash remarks have allowed a huge, looming issue to rise to the surface of an already cluttered and obscure issue. Hopefully, after all is said and done, the truth of this situation may lead to discussions and resolution and expose the prejudices that lie in individual hearts of some narrow-minded Americans. This is from, again, Oh My News International. It's a Korean website. You can go to english.omynews.com. And you can read it for yourself. And again, this point of view is not something that you're going to find in mainstream media, red corporate media, because basically what you're going to get are people who are going to try to defend General Electric or defend Westinghouse or defend Viacom or defend Disney. And that is pretty much the... I'm saying that a lot. that is the... spin or the bias that you're going to get from that camp. So what we're looking at is some other camp, some other source, because we have to come in order to come down to the truth, we have to get the story from multiple sources, and you're not going to get the gauntlet that Kanye West threw the other night from NBC. You're not going to get it from CBS, or you're certainly not going to get it from Fox News or CNN. Everyone else, the corporate media is going to portray Kanye West's remarks as something that was vile, something that was nearly blasphemous, if you will. They're going to portray West's remarks as offensive, rather than the challenge that he threw out to America. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Kanye's remarks as a challenge, as a gauntlet that was thrown, as an opportunity to finally rise up and address the inequities that have been so pervasive throughout America for years, even though the current company line and the current government line is that we have gone past that, or that we are beyond that. The truth is out now. It is not. And the opportunity that we have in front of us is, are we going to deal with it in that way, or are we going to bury our heads in the sand again and listen to stories of relatives being lost and relatives being found, and allow that to inoculate us or tranquilize us into the enormity of the true American tragedy that's in front of us? And that true American tragedy is our inability or unwillingness to confront our racist history. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. Got some Melba Moore here for you on the street.
Lift every voice and sing till our third
아예 안디 모루 누하고 오오 에코리 티티 아예 안디 모루 누하고 오오 에코리 티티 아예 안디 모루 누하고 Titi aye ante oru luago go.
Alright, ooh yeah.
Well, oh yeah. Here we go, y'all. Sing a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Man stared to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, in my secret, when I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on,
hold on,
change is coming,
change is coming.
Hold on,
hold on,
don't you worry. But if it don't work out, here's what you ought to do. Now just hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about a thing.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Now hold on.
Hold on.
Everything,
everything will be alright.
When the troubles of life down, just lift your head up,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And the love you see is hard to find. Don't give up, just be strong, keep the faith and hope.
Oh,
you don't do it. You say you have a plan, but you just don't go through with it. You say you know the way to go, and I should follow. But all of your empty promises leave me hollow. And oh, how do I trust you? How do I love you when you lie to me repeatedly? And oh, how do I have faith in you when you just don't come through like you said you could? Can you see?
Oh, say, can you see?
You'll say that I'm wrong for stating my opinion to you. You'll say that I'm wrong and there'll be quiet consequences too. But I know my rights, babe. There'll be no law abridging the freedom of my speech or the right for me to petition for remedy of grievances. And I want to trust you. I want to love you, yeah. But you lie to me repeatedly. You just don't come through like you said you could. Oh, say, can you see? I want fresh foods, clean water, air that I don't see. I want feeling of being safe on my streets. I want my children to be smarter than me. I want to feel. Can you say, ooh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light.
We've got to find a way, yeah. Bring that
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org. And we have some Chaka Khan with What's Going On. And we also had Jill Scott before that with My Petition. And prior to that, we had Take Six with Taking It to the Streets. Melba Moore was before that with Lift Every Voice and Sing. And we started things off with Jurassic 5 and Remember His Name.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
So just wanted to hit you up on a couple of things that has been happening here. And some opportunities for you to also help relieve the suffering that's going on. We've got, this is from the American Red Cross website. Currently, as of 5 p.m. Eastern Time on September 3rd, that was yesterday, the Red Cross has brought this down, okay? Insofar as shelters, 356 American Red Cross shelters are open in 9 states. Those states are Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Tennessee, Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, and Georgia. And they have many more on standby. Currently, more than 107,400 evacuees are being sheltered. Currently, 249 Red Cross emergency response vehicles are now in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, with additional vehicles en route to the affected area. The Red Cross is working to engage additional vehicles for food distribution to survivors. Thousands of Red Cross staff and volunteers across the country and from every part of the organization are working around the clock to serve the public need. More than 4,200 Red Crossers have left their families to serve in affected areas already, and the Red Cross is moving more than 600 additional workers into affected areas every day. Currently, the Red Cross is working closely with several partners, including the Southern Baptist Convention, the Adventists, and Second Harvest, to provide emergency food to survivors and responders. In coordination with the Southern Baptists, preparations are underway to serve nearly 500,000 hot meals each day. Currently, nearly 137,600 meals have been served in the last 24 hours. In Houston, the Astrodome shelter, the Red Cross is supporting government officials in the relocation and sheltering of more than 23,000 hurricane survivors traveling over 300 miles from New Orleans to Houston. Currently, in Dallas-Fort Worth and San Antonio, the Red Cross and local partners are working to find dozens of facilities in which thousands of evacuees will find safe, clean, and comfortable environment. Currently, the Red Cross is working with government and health services partners to develop health strategies and preventative measures to help the public and relief workers cope with the serious public health emergency. And this is what's going on currently from the Red Cross. You can donate to the American Red Cross by going to www.redcross.org and click the link for Hurricane Katrina. You can also get more information by clicking Disaster Services, the link there on the redcross.org site. Going to have one last set to play for you here. Got some Silk 130 playing right here in the background. And, before I leave, I'm going to hook you up with a few more relief agencies, at least two more. You can also, if you want to find more ways to help, I'll certainly provide that for you. Send me an email to soulbro, S-O-U-L-B-R-O, at 622soulstreet.com, and I'll certainly hook you up on ways that you can help. The Red Cross. Just send a letter, and you will immediately. Send me an email. You will immediately get suggestions on how you can assist the survivors and refugees from Hurricane Katrina in the New Orleans area. My name is James Maverick, aka DJ Shango. Going to hit you up with one last set here. On the street.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play, and I think I found it. I'm going to put some Shy Lights here for you. Something that I know everybody can pretty much relate to.
God say, give more power to the people.
There's some people out there hard to get to pay.
Telling lies, giving alibis about the people's money and things.
And if they're gonna throw it away, might as well give some to me.
Yeah, they seen and heard of, but never had misery. There are some people who are starving to death. Never knew. But only heard
them, and they never had happiness.
Oh, you don't have enough to eat.
How can you think of love? You don't have time to care.
For God's sake, give more power to the people. For God's sake, give more power to the people.
Gentlemen, are you trying to say that with God there are limits?
Voice trying to blow your mind, make you doubt the truth divine. Just a spiritual suicide. You gotta back up with the word. Dare to live out God's word and everything that's from on high. You can surely pierce the skies to new realms you will rise.
Impossible.
Tangible.
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 I can see and know it's all.
There's no limit.
Nothing with God is possible. If you wanna see the impossible, reach out and grab it, it's tangible. Watch you sitting down, what you waiting for. Everything with God is possible.
if you need a friend.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
If you need a friend.
Call me.
If you ever need
call
a friend.
Me.
Call 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 me.
If you need a friend.
Call
storm, the lion a raging, stand by me. When this world is tossed in me, like a ship out on the sea, thou who know it all about me, stand by me, stand by me.
Bland Boys of Alabama, Stand By Me, Bill Withers before that, Lean On Me, we had Raymond and Company before that with No Limits, and the Shy Lights kicked us off with Give More Power to the People for God's Sake. Once again, my email address is soulbro, S-O-U-L-B-R-O, at 622soulstreet.com. Drop me a line, and I'll let you know how you can contribute to the relief efforts that are going on currently to help evacuees and refugees of in New Orleans from Hurricane Katrina. Gonna leave you with some Sounds of Blackness. Give what you can, spend what you can, not only time but also money, because we're all in this together and you cannot spell unity without you and I. This is James Maverick, DJ Shango, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. Peace. Harambe. Again, my email address is soulbro, S-O-U-L-B-R-O, at 622soulstreet.com. Drop me a line and I'll let you know how you can contribute. There are a number of charitable organizations that you can send money to, that you can donate your money and your time to, help alleviate the massive suffering from this enormous disaster of nature and the neglect of man. Please bear with me, bear down with me, and help out. Again, my email address, soulbro at 622soulstreet.com. Peace. Harambe. It's a time for healing, people. This is Sounds of Blackness.
Take a look around. This world is gone insane.
others, poison them against their sisters and brothers, yes. And we mistreat each other, yeah.
Nation to nation. Stop us now.